Hi guys, welcome to English Digest. This is Pat.
And I'm Tiffany.
And today we're going to be discussing things to do with masks. So masks are a part of a costume. So let me ask you, Tiffany, have you ever worn any interesting costumes that have involved a mask?
I personally don't like wearing masks because, like, they kind of, it's hard for me to breathe in them.
Okay.
But I have tried on a few, like, and played around with it. Do you know the guy from Saw, Jigsaw?
Oh, yeah, with a really
with
big
the
mask.
Red cheeks.
Okay.
Little circle,
right.
Circling cheeks.
Was that for a Halloween thing?
Yeah, it was, like, for Halloween. I played around with it, and then after a few minutes, I was like, ah, it's too hot in here. I can't breathe, so I took it off.
Fair enough.
So I played with that. What about you?
A few years ago, I dressed up as Zorro.
Oh.
You know, the swordsman. So I was in all black with a cloak and a hat, and I had one of those, like, masks that just covers your eyes and nose.
Wow.
I have worn, like, full masks a couple of other times for different occasions. You're right, they are a little uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I did a drama performance once where it began with five of us in all white clothes and completely white, like, kind of almost like Phantom of the Opera masks, but covering your whole face. And we just kind of pretended to be born from under, like, a pink net.
Oh, cool.
It was, yeah, it was a weird kind of drama.
But, you know, it would have been really interesting.
Yeah, but I was quite pleased to kind of get that scene over and take off the mask.
Right.
Because it's not easy to breathe through, see through. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about masks today and the different reason masks are used and some history and interesting facts about them. So let's read the article and then we'll come back and chat about it. If you're looking to disguise your identity, there's no better way to do it than by wearing a mask. Although the earliest masks in existence are 9,000 years old, it's likely that people began wearing them long before in prehistoric times. Masks are primarily used, for one reason or another, when people want to avoid being recognized. They can also be used for protection. Both samurai and gladiators wore masks to shield their heads from enemy blows in battle. In some instances, masks were even utilized to torture or humiliate suspected criminals. In 16th century England, accused witches and wives with a nagging temperament were sometimes forced to wear an iron muzzle to draw attention to their sins. In Chinese culture, brightly colored masks are traditionally featured in ceremonies to represent the spirits of ancestors. Masks were also used during medical treatments, exorcisms, and to enhance storytelling. Today, masks still play a crucial role in Chinese opera performances. In Venice, Italy, people have a tradition of wearing elaborate masks made from porcelain, leather, and glass. These masks used to be worn during political gatherings when citizens were required to vote anonymously. Masks continue to be worn in modern times for amusement, and they remain a key element of many celebrations. Kids will often put on scary masks on Halloween when they go trick-or-treating. At the Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans, USA, or the carnival at Rio de Janeiro, masks add an air of mystery and encourage people to lose their constraints and have fun. The next time you're feeling out of sorts, try wearing a mask to chase your blues away.
All right, so welcome back, and today our article is all about masks. So, like we just learned, we can wear them during Halloween.
Yeah, or other holidays.
So, let's look at the article more, and let's try to figure out what exactly some of these words mean. So, in the article it says, if you're looking to disguise your identity, there's no better way to do it than by wearing a mask. Okay, so if you want to disguise something, disguise means to hide or conceal. So, for example, children might disguise themselves in costumes on Halloween. They don't want people to know who they are.
Yeah, especially if they play a trick.
Yeah, so that's why they disguise themselves.
So they disguise their identity. Your identity is who or what you are, basically. So if people know your identity, they know who you are. So if you think of superheroes, they always try and protect their real identity so the criminals can't find out who they really are. Think of Batman, Spider-Man. They always hide their real identity, their real human name, so the bad guys can't get them.
Right.
So the article goes on to say, although the earliest masks in existence are 9,000 years old, it's likely that people began wearing them long before, in prehistoric times. So here the word existence means the state of existing, or kind of being around, or being alive, or being here. So we might say the internet came into existence around the 1980s. As a proper thing, and it's just been getting bigger ever since. So it came into existence, it started to kind of be real, it started to exist.
Mm-hmm. And here we also see people wore masks long before in the prehistoric times. And prehistoric just means before history. Mm-hmm. The word pre, P-R-E, here means before. So if you see any words with P-R-E or pre in the front, it means before.
Yeah.
So words like preview.
Yeah, preview. Look at something before the lesson. Preview these vocabulary words.
Right. All right, so let's continue reading. Masks are primarily used for one reason or another when people want to avoid being recognized. Okay, so they are primarily means mainly or firstly used, because primary means first.
Mm-hmm.
You can think about the primary colors.
Yeah.
Red, green, blue.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they are the first, I would say, first colors in that color wheel.
Yeah, so primarily would just mean kind of like the main reason, the
right?
most common reason, the first reason on a list.
Mm-hmm.
So they can also be used for protection. Mentions some examples here. Both samurai and gladiators wore masks to shield their heads from enemy blows in battle. So samurai are the kind of Japanese warrior nobles. So I'm sure if you think of like Japan 500 years ago, mm-hmm. guys in armor with cool swords, those
yeah.
were the samurai. And gladiators go back even further. Those were the people who kind of fought
Roman.
For show in Roman times. They would go into a big arena and they would fight and kill each other just to sometimes for show, like actors, sometimes because they had committed a crime and they were fighting for their freedom.
Mm.
And both of these types of warriors wore masks to shield, to protect their heads from blows in a battle.
Yikes. All right, so in some instances, masks were even utilized to torture or humiliate suspected criminals.
That's not nice at all.
I know, but if you were a criminal, you did something like really bad, such as killing someone else, then I guess in a way it's kind of like karma. Like, you know, eye for eye, tooth for tooth.
Yeah, mentions suspected criminals, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of trying to make them confess. So
exactly.
Maybe it's, we don't do that anymore. It's not so nice.
Right, but anyway, here we see the word humiliate. Humiliate means to make someone feel ashamed or foolish by maybe hurting their pride or dignity.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, sometimes comedians might humiliate themselves to make people laugh.
Yeah.
And we can use it in a sentence like this. Jim Carrey often humiliates himself in movies, and people love him for it.
Mm-hmm.
So think about all the funny movies he's made.
Yeah, The Mask. Yeah,
The Mask.
Very much.
Exactly.
This exact
mm-hmm.
article. And we also saw the word suspected, which I kind of mentioned. If you're a suspected criminal, it means the police think you're the criminal, but they haven't got any proof.
Mm-hmm.
So if something is suspected, then it's under suspicion. People think but can't prove you did it. So a suspected murderer was, we think you killed someone, but we're not 100% sure yet.
Mm.
So when we're talking about torture or humiliate suspected criminals, I think what it means is they put a mask on them and make them feel really bad or make them feel pain. So they say, yes, it was me. I killed that person. I robbed that bank.
Kind of a harsh way to do things, I guess.
Yeah, so that's kind of why we talked about in history rather than now.
Yeah.
Humans have gotten nicer.
Luckily. Well, kind of. All right, so next in the article it says, in 16th century England, accused witches and wives with a nagging temperament were sometimes forced to wear an iron muzzle to draw attention to their sins. This is quite mean as well.
It's very mean.
So, in the 16th century, people, I think they were really religious at that time. So,
yeah.
if anyone did anything outside of being righteous or in the way of God, you were basically accused of worshipping the devil,
mm-hmm.
and that automatically made you like a witch or something.
Yeah, there was a lot of this went on in England. People, if something bad happened, people mm-hmm. wanted someone to blame. There was a lot of fear. Then they'd look at kind of the strange old woman with a cat,
and
say, oh, she did it, she did it, she's a witch.
Exactly. So sometimes in the past, they would put, like, an iron muzzle,
mm-hmm.
and a muzzle is basically something you put over the mouth to stop people or maybe even animals
mm-hmm.
from biting or maybe attacking
something. Yeah, so you'd put one on a mad dog, for example.
Yeah, exactly. That way it doesn't attack people and bite you and then give you rabies.
Yeah, well, they also put it on wives with a nagging temperament. Okay.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, a temperament is kind of like your attitude, your personality, kind of your how you act.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, nagging. If you nag someone, it means you're always saying them. I mean, let's be fair, mothers often nag.
Exactly.
Mothers will always say, clean your room, have you done your homework yet, you know.
Cut your hair.
Clean up your vegetables. And they don't just ask you once, they keep saying it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call nagging, kind of constantly saying, do this, do this, do the same thing, do the same thing, do the same
mm-hmm.
thing. How many times do I have to ask you? And, you know, they're only doing it because they love you, but I guess some people find it annoying. So in the old days, if wives kept doing that to somebody, then they might put a muzzle on them to kind of say, this wife is a nagging person. She nags me a lot. So
yeah, so mean.
I know, but back in those days, people didn't really have the same kind of opinions about things. And again, we don't do this anymore.
You know what? I'm really lucky I wasn't a woman in the 16th century.
Do you nag people, Tiffany?
I don't know. if I see something and it's annoying, like my brother sometimes,
okay.
like if I ask him to help me and he doesn't do it, then I'll be like, Chris, my brother, come on, do it, do it, do it. And I guess in a way I kind of nag.
Oh, well.
Oops.
Okay, I'll get me an iron muzzle. All right, while I'm getting the muzzle, we'll take a break and listen to the Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第一个单元，这是一篇刻漏字的文章，主题是谈面具。面具的功能是什么呢？第一个就是要掩饰你的身份，它用到 disguise, 掩饰。好，接下来我们就要看第一个了。第一个就说 it's,好，然后后面呢加一个 that 子句，也就是讲人们呢开始戴面具，谈到这个时间跟前面说有9000年历史做对照，比较有可能的这个答案应该是个形容词。讲这件事情是由怎么样的一个形容词呢？选项里面最好的答案就是 C, likely, 很有可能就是这样，也就是在史前时代就已经开始戴面具了。好，我们再看下面就说了，可能有某一些理由 ，for one reason or another， 面具主要是为了做什么？为了要避免你。好，我们看到第二个 ，avoid， 这是避免，后面因为它加了一个 being， 这是因为 avoid 后面它一定要加动名词或名词，可是是为了避免什么？为了避免这里被动被怎样？第二个选项里面。应该最适合答案就是 A, recognized, 为了避免被认出来，为了避免不要让人家知道你的身份，那所以答案就是 A。 再往下他说呢，面具还有什么用途呢？是被用来，好，第三个 for what, be used for, 当然是为了什么目的而被使用，这个答案最适合的应该是选项的 B, protection,被用来做保护的。为什么？其实这个答案往后看更清楚，因为后面他说到了在日本的武士，还有像罗马竞技场里面的斗士们，他们在战场上会戴面具，然后来保护他们的头部，避免受到敌人的重击。所以其实从下面这句话更可以认定第三个答案表示的是为了保护的目的。再往下读，下面还说到了，在有些情况里面呢，面具甚至于被用来折磨、羞辱那种有嫌疑的罪犯。这边有个动词 humiliate, 那就是羞辱。至于 suspected, 这边是表示被怀疑的，也就是有嫌疑的。那我们就看到他说16世纪在英国这里呢，如果有些女巫她被 控有罪，或者是有些妻子她是怎么样的，她说 with a nagging temperament， 也就是说有一点唠叨这种个性的，那这样子的妻子或者那样子有罪的女巫呢，她会被迫戴上 an iron muzzle， 也就是铁制的口套，这样子呢别人会注意到他们的恶行恶状。
We'll take a short break, listen to some music, then we'll be right back. Okay, guys, welcome back to our article. This is Pat and Tiffany for English Digest, and today we're talking about masks. So we've just looked at some of the history of masks, particularly in old times. But in Chinese culture, the article continues, brightly colored masks are traditionally featured in ceremonies to represent the spirits of ancestors. So I guess people, you know, will wear them to kind of honor their ancestors and show that they're still thinking of them, even though they're, you know, they maybe died 100 years ago.
Right. And I think this relates like the San Taizi. Do you know that one?
I have no idea what that is.
I don't really know how to explain. I don't even really know who they are, but then I see this a lot during like those parades.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I think they dance around or they play the drums or something. I think they wear big masks, or I know that they have like a really big mask on.
Yeah, it also mentions that masks were also used during medical treatments, exorcisms, and to enhance storytelling. So medical treatments, I guess you'd wear a mask maybe to, you know, protect yourself or stop you breathing on the person. You know, you see a lot of people wearing masks today on the MRT, kind of medical reasons. They don't want to catch a disease, or maybe they don't want to spread their own disease. It also mentions they were used in exorcisms.
Oh.
An exorcism is a kind of a religious ceremony or a ritual to get rid of ghosts, to kind of make ghosts go away from maybe a house or maybe even inside a person.
Mm.
So you see a lot of horror movies about that. You know, there's a spirit or a devil or a ghost inside someone, and, you know, they're trying to get rid of it, and they do an exorcism. And I guess they use a mask in that.
There's a really famous movie called The Exorcist.
The Exorcist, yeah.
Yeah, and in this movie, the young girl is supposedly possessed by the devil and many other demons. So if you know of this movie, if you've heard of this movie, then in that movie, they do an exorcism in there.
And they also use masks to enhance storytelling. If you enhance something, you make something better. You improve it. For example, you could say practicing English frequently will enhance your language abilities.
So there you go.
It's a good lesson, kids. Practice frequently.
Right. All right, so next in the article, it says, today, masks still play a crucial role in Chinese opera performances. Okay, so I think it's like more of like the Beijing operas that we see. And then here, crucial means very important or critical. And we usually use it to describe something so important that you can't lose or fail.
Mm.
So for example, for all many of you baseball fans out there, a couple of months ago, we had the World Baseball Classics game.
Yeah.
It was important for Taiwan to win against Cuba so we could get a chance to play in the Final Four. So therefore, in a sense, we could say winning the game against Cuba at the WBC game was crucial for the Taiwan team. So unfortunately, we didn't win. The team did play a really good game.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So the article goes on to talk about another culture with masks. This is in Venice, Italy. People have a tradition of wearing elaborate, though very complicated, masks made from porcelain and leather and glass. Mm-hmm. Porcelain is just a very strong material made of clay.
Right. So I remember these are really, really, they're really pretty and really intricate.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of elaborate details.
Yes.
And I think they're quite expensive, too, if you buy a nice one. Right. So let's continue reading. It says, these masks used to be worn during political gatherings when citizens were required to vote anonymously. Okay, so here, gathering just means an assembly or meeting for a specific purpose. So here in this sentence, we see that the gathering is for political reasons or for, like, reasons relating to the government.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also say that the women had a gathering to talk about some important issues at their country club.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. We also saw the word anonymously. Okay, this is an adverb. The adjective form is just anonymous. So the adjective just means so, like, nobody knows who you are, to do something secretly so no one knows you did it. So if you write an anonymous letter, then nobody, you don't put your name at the end and nobody knows who wrote it.
That's
so
right.
Here, anonymously, adverb is just describing an action. So they vote anonymously. And most people nowadays do. When you vote, you don't have to write your name on the piece of paper you voted with. So nobody knows who you voted for. So we say you vote anonymously.
True. And I think, don't people wear Venetian masks during, like, masquerade parties?
Or? Yeah, they have those. I mean, they have the big carnival at Venice, which is the big time when they wear the masks. Okay.
Interesting to see.
Yeah. The article kind of then takes us into modern times. It says masks continue to be worn in modern times for amusement, and they remain a key element of many celebrations. So here the word amusement means anything that's fun or amusing, like a fun pastime. So you could say, for amusement, the kids went to the park and played with a baseball.
Aww.
So they're doing it just for fun. So if we think of, you know, why people wear masks nowadays, we've got, you know, parties, fancy dress parties, maybe for a play or some kind of drama. So it's all for amusement.
Right. So next in the article it says, kids will often put on scary masks on Halloween when they go trick-or-treating. Okay, so trick-or-treating is basically something that people do on Halloween. And usually children do this. Adults can do it too, but then you'll kind of be like, you're too old for this. But basically, you just go to other people's houses, and you knock on their door, and you say, trick-or-treat.
Right.
So children usually receive candy, which is the treat.
The treat, okay.
But you might also get tricked. Mm. And that means that the person in that house probably pulled a prank on you, or it could be the other way around. So it's actually quite fun. Did you go trick-or-treating as a kid?
I did. Yeah, the idea for us in England was if you don't give us candy, we'll pull a trick on you.
Oh.
So we get a treat or we give you a trick.
Wow.
Maybe not a very fair deal.
But, I mean, you're kids.
Yeah.
We want candy.
Yeah. So it gives a few examples next in the article about when people wear masks. It says that at the Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans in the USA, or at the carnival in Rio de Janeiro, which is in Brazil, masks add an air of mystery and encourage people to lose their constraints and have fun. So the Mardi Gras parade, that kind of means like Fat Tuesday, something like that, which is just a big celebration in the city of New Orleans and also in Rio in Brazil, people wear masks a lot. And it's just fun, and it makes things interesting and mysterious. And people can lose their constraints. So a constraint is something that stops you from doing something. So you might feel, oh, I can't do this because I don't have enough money. That would be a financial constraint. Here, we're probably thinking people maybe are a bit embarrassed to do something really crazy. You know, they feel constrained, so they have that kind of social constraint. But if they're wearing a mask, nobody knows who they are. They can kind of do more things.
Crazy.
They can get away with it. So they lose their constraints by wearing a mask.
All right, so next. And the article says, the next time you're feeling out of sorts, try wearing a mask to chase your blues away. So here the phrase out of sorts just means to not feel well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just another way to say under the weather.
Yeah.
So you can say, when I'm out of sorts, I like to listen to music, sing and dance, or do whatever it does to make you feel happy.
Exactly, improve your mood. So another way to say if you're out of sorts, another idiom is to say you have the blues.
Right.
So this is, it's also a genre of music, the blues music, but people say if you have the blues, kind of means, yeah, you're out of sorts, you're a bit unhappy, you're not feeling great, something's bothering you. So it's another way of saying out of sorts is to have the blues. And so this last sentence in the article talks about wearing a mask to chase your blues away. So if you have the blues, you could chase them away, get rid of the blues, then maybe wearing a mask is one way.
Yeah, another way we could, something silly.
Yeah, another way we could use it in a sentence is, I was feeling a little sad, then my best friend showed up and helped me chase my blues away.
Oh, that's what best friends do.
Yeah, they made me feel happier, just kind of, they got rid of your blues that you had.
That's a true friend right there.
Right. Okay, so that is the end of the article. So now we'll listen to our Chinese teacher.
我们继续看这篇克洛兹的文章，这段里面要提到中国文化，看到第四格，我们要修饰这个 masks， 修饰面具，然后说呢，它传统上在典礼里面它占有什么样的地位，那要修饰 这个面具这一式的形容词，这边提到颜色，颜色要怎么讲才代表颜色鲜艳的呢？答案是选项的 B， brightly colored。 color 这个字加了 ed 就是上色的，有颜色的。再往下读，下面还说到了在意大利这里威尼斯人们有戴面具的习惯，而且呢这些面具呢是非常的精巧，它用到了 elaborate， 这个代表很精致的。这种很精致的面具它用什么来做的呢？提到了 porcelain， 这就是瓷器 leather 皮革，甚至它还用玻璃制成了这样的面具。那这些面具呢它被用来做什么？第五个后面有个 gatherings， 代表的是集会。那是什么样的集会呢？如果你再往下看，集会这个 gatherings 后面接着 when citizens were required to vote anonymously， anonymously 就是表示匿名的，不记名的。所以呢表示在这种集会上，那公民市民他会被要求匿名投票。所以从这里判断 D political， 也就是政治的，政治的集会。再来看最后这一段，提到面具，我们在现代还有一个功能就是娱乐用途，而且呢很多庆典里面还是一个重要的因素。在美国纽奥良这里呢有个狂欢节，那在这个狂欢节上，或者是说在里约的热内卢这个地方，他们有嘉年华会，都会戴面具来增加这种神秘的气氛。第六格后面接着 people， 那提到说它除了增加神秘的气氛之外，还有可以让人怎么样，他说到 lose their constraints， 也就是挣脱束缚，让人们尽情的享乐。所以最适合答案第六格 C， encourage， 也就是会鼓励人们去做后面这个事。再来我们再看最后一句话，他说下一次啊，如果你觉得心情不好 feeling out of sorts， 心情不好的时候，那不妨试着戴面具，然后来做什么呢？最后这一格第七格谈到这前后两个实际上是一个动词片语，那肯定还有个介副词在尾巴。那 your blues 是代表你的忧郁，所以应该是要驱除你的忧郁。最好的答案就是选项的 A， chase your blues away。
Okay, that's the end of our article. It was all about masks. So, Tiffany, are you going to go and get yourself a mask?
I want the Venetian mask.
Oh, those really
fancy
ones.
Yeah, those are really pretty. Mm-hmm. I would definitely buy one of those.
Okay.
Yeah?
I mean, Halloween's not for a while, but I like to prepare for my Halloween costumes. Mm. So, maybe I didn't wear a mask last year. Maybe this year I'll find one with a mask.
Plan ahead, because, you know, maybe people might take the same one as you and you might run out. So.
Exactly. So you got to plan in advance for a good mask.
Right.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. This has been Pat.
And I'm Tiffany.
And we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.